Bobby. Company's here.
Pig? Is that really you? You're an hour late. You show up looking like a window display.
You don't like it?
Well, what's it supposed to be?
It's a dress, ratchet head.
Well, I worked out that much by myself. How comes what I want to know?
Does a girl need a reason to wear a dress?
When she's dropping over to help a fella grind a set of vowels.
I needn't have come at all, you know.
That's right.
There's plenty of other places I could go. Lots of better ways to spend my afternoons.
Nobody hired you.
Here. As long as I brought this, you might as well have it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go on, take it. It's not poisoned.
It's a milled ignition cam.
Isn't it beautiful?
Beautiful? It's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. It must have cost you 2 weeks' allowance. Pig, I'll pay you back honest.
You do, and I'll never speak to you again, Robbie Douglas.
Something sure smells kind of funny.
Oh, that's me. It's called Passionel.
Beats carbon monoxide, I guess. Sure is strong.
Aren't you going to try it out?
Oh, I'll get the distributor. There's some ignition wire on the wall. Want to get it?
Okay.
That, what'd you call it? Passionel. Kind of stays with you. Like onions. To save you.
Save me? You nearly broke my neck, you clumsy ape.
Pig.
Don't you ever call me that awful name again, Robbie Douglas. I just assume we never even spoke.
What's the matter with her? Be that perfume.
You'll be my lover, lost a friend in the spring. I'll be your flalapalooka.
Okay, Chief Holmhead, Andy up.
Jeepers, Bubba, I don't see why we always have to wash our hands. They just get dirty again.
Why do you always have to eat? We just get hungry again. Line forms to the left, young man.
I thought in this country a guy was innocent until proven guilty.
This is a miracle. Clean hands without me telling him.
What do you want?
They should be clean. He's been in the bathroom for nearly an hour.
An hour?
Not Robbie.
Well, you'd think it was a New World record or something. Well, isn't it? Well, holy Toledo, why is everybody making such a big deal about it? I went in there to think. It's the only place in this house a guy can get any privacy.
Well, if you can get any privacy in there, you're luckier than I am.
You're going to make me fat yet, Bub.
It was a wonderful dinner, Bub. No dessert for me, thanks.
What's the matter with your food, Robbie?
Everything tastes like cardboard.
Cardboard?
Well, I've been wondering, Robbie. What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
I feel okay, Dad.
But that's your favorite dinner. Why haven't you eaten?
I know why. Everybody else falls in love in the spring, but not our little Robbie. He's got a fall in the fall.
Well.
Very funny.
So, that's why you're all slicked up, huh?
Once, just once in his life, a guy comes to the table with his hair combed, and right away there's got to be a girl.
Come to think about it, there was a girl. Cute little doll, too. She dropped around this afternoon to see Robbie.
Oh, well,
you don't
know.
Suppose...
That's what I mean. No privacy. Everybody knows everybody else's business. Well, if you ask me, it stinks.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll cut my throat if you cut yours.
I'll tell you what. If I'm not back in 10 minutes, you go ahead without me. Robbie. Robbie, you in there? I'd like to talk to you.
Nothing to talk about.
Robbie, about downstairs, we didn't mean anything.
I just want to be left alone.
Putting yourself in solitary isn't going to solve anything, Rob. You know, that's why families were invented, so a guy can divvy up his problems.
Who says I've got a problem?
This girl Bub mentioned.
She's got nothing to do with it.
Robbie, it's a little difficult trying to carry on a conversation through a door.
Who would have thought a person could change so much?
What?
Pete could do more with a bent carter pin than most characters could do with a whole shopload of equipment. 6 months without a single beef, and then she's got to spoil it. Just because I call her Pig.
Her? You mean, Pig is a girl?
A girl? No! She's not a girl. She's Pig, that's all. Girls are, you know, different.
What, Rob?
Girls are different. Pig's a mechanic.
Oh. Well, Rob, mechanic or not, I can understand why she wouldn't want to be called Pig. According to Bub, she's kind of cute.
Yeah, I guess, for a girl.
Robbie, why don't you tell her that?
Are you kidding? She'd clobber me.
I wouldn't say that was too high a price to pay for the services of a good mechanic, would you?
Yeah, well, it's not my fault what happened. How'd you like it if you were sweating over an engine and your mechanic came waltzing in, wearing a fancy dress and soaked with perfume? Wouldn't that let the air out of your tires?
Yeah, I guess it might, huh?
I got it. Robbie, it's for you.
Okay.
A Miss Peggy Meredith.
Tell her I'm not here. I've left town.
Peggy Meredith? That wouldn't by any chance be our mechanic. Better talk to her, huh? Come on. It's not polite to keep a lady waiting.
Yeah, well, when I'm up there, you can bet I won't do a son of mine like this. Hello, Pig. She hung up on me.
Is everything all settled? I've always said there's nothing like a good heart-to-heart talk between father and son to clear the troubled air. What's eating him?
Bub, don't you remember how it was when you were 15?
Are you kidding? I don't even remember how it was when I was 50.
Got a bellyache?
Something like that.
Maybe it was Bob's dinner.
I didn't eat anything.
Wouldn't be any trouble getting to sleep if we could figure out a way of turning off that darn old moon.
Yeah. That'd be some neat trick, wouldn't it?
Over here.
Hey, not so fast. Now that makes 6 men on your team. I've only got 5.
Hey, there's Pig. What about her? Come on, Pig.
Say yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
No. No? Who asked you? I need another man.
Well, I don't play with girls.
Since when?
Well, since now. Girls got no place in a sport like football.
But she's different, Robbie. Ain't a guy in school can center a ball no straighter than she can.
That's right. Yeah, let her go sign with the Packers. I don't play with girls.
Look, friend, you don't play with girls, but I don't play 5 against 6.
Okay, Lefty. Then we'll play 6 against 5. You take one of my men. Bugsy here, go on over.
Okay, come on, guys.
Hey, wait a minute, man.
Don't we have anything to say about this?
What's the matter, Gordy? You're not worried, are you? We could give away 12 points and still scunk the pants off them with no sweat at all. What's more you can receive?
Good luck, Robbie.
Okay, you guys. The ends of the grass are the boundaries. We'll defend the goal between the two trees. All right, you guys, spread out. We're gonna get this ball off the ground. It's gonna go clean over the mountain. All right, spread out, you guys.
Can't
you see the ball?
What the heck are you blaming me for?
Better than you, and I'll hold that thing. I'm gonna get shot.
Okay, go on.
Come on, or you'll hold it straight. All right, team. Way to go, Gordy. Our ball, first down. Come on.
The name of the game is touch.
What's the matter, Lefty? Didn't you get the license number? Come on, you guys, let's huddle up.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, come on,
three.
Come on, Robbie.
I want you to go right and get the quarterback.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, Robbie. Pass it. Run. Run. Come on, Robbie.
That's the way you want to play? Well, then I think it's time we both took up another sport.
Robbie, come on over here under the light. I want to take another look at that eye. Put something on that cut. Having engine trouble?
Yeah. Distributor's got a short somewhere. I'm trying to track it down.
I wish I could help you. All I know about a car you can stick in your eye. The good one.
It's really not so complicated. Ow!
No.
It's really not so complicated. Take this, for instance. The cam. That's what times your spark.
Oh?
But this isn't any ordinary cam. This has been specially milled. A cam like this is hard to find.
Where'd you get it?
Pig gave it to me.
Well, that was sweet of her.
Yeah. Pig's a good Joe. Was, anyway. Before things changed.
Rob, are you sure Peggy's the only one who's changed?
I don't know why things couldn't go on just like they were. We used to have such a ball together.
Everything changes, Rob. Nothing on this earth stays the same. Some things change very quickly. You can actually see it happening. And then some things change very slowly and very subtly. You're not really aware of it until one day all of a sudden...
That's stupid. Just plain stupid.
What?
No wonder I'm all balled up. I got these two wires crossed right over each other.
Yeah, I'd say you had your wires crossed over.
Boy, you said it. Like that darn football game. Here I am fighting with Lefty like he was an enemy or something, and we've been best buddies since the seventh grade. Darn Mike, always asking me to act my age. Well, how am I supposed to know what to do?
I wish I knew the magic word.
Well, me too.
But there's some things a father can't help his son with. Some things you have to suffer through on your own.
You mean like going to the dentist?
Yeah.
Chow time, come and get it.
You go on, Dad. I'm not hungry.
You know, I think you owe Peggy something.
Oh, I'll pay her back.
No, I don't mean for that, Cam. I mean, for all the good times you've shared.
Well, what about lately?
Suppose I told you Peggy had a problem, too. I needed your help. You know, Robbie, girls are... Well, they're pretty complicated mechanisms, too. And this change you've noticed in Peggy, that happens to all of them. Girls are... Well, they're sort of like caterpillars. They go through a cocoon stage, and then they finally emerge as beautiful butterflies.
Yeah, well, I liked her better as a caterpillar.
But right now, Peggy isn't either one. She's not a caterpillar or a butterfly. She's sort of in between. She's just a crazy mixed-up chrysalis. That's what she is.
It's not getting any warmer.
In a minute, Bob. Robbie, why don't you do Peggy a favor? Like you do for an old friend. It'd be little enough to sacrifice when you consider all the hours she's invested in your engine.
What's little enough?
What if you ask her for a date?
A date?
Sure. All for her, take her to a movie, and maybe after the movie, treat her to a malt and a hamburger, and when you take her to her door to cap off the whole evening, maybe kiss her goodnight.
Kiss her goodnight? Dad, if this ever got around, I'd never be able to show my face at school again.
That's a gamble, Rob. That's a risk you'll have to take.
Yeah, but maybe she won't want it. You don't know Pig. She just might haul off and belt me one.
Well, she'll got one good eye left.
Boy, if she ever snitches on me.
If you don't come now, I'm bundling it up and shipping it to Europe.
Right away, Bob. Now, come on, Rob. Better hold a piece of ice on that eye while you eat, huh? A day at a time, Bob. That's the way we all live. A day at a time.
What a movie. How about that guy giving up his kingdom for a woman?
I thought it was very romantic.
Yeah, I guess if someone likes someone enough. Well, you know what I mean.
Sure.
What I dug, he wasn't a panty waist. Any guy can run around wearing silk stockings and all that lace and with a braid in his hair and still take on 10 guys at a throw has got my vote anytime.
Well, you didn't do so badly yourself at the football game the other day.
Oh, that. I would have done better, except Lefty got in the first punch. Boy, that guy's got two rocks in the end of his arms.
Want to sit a while?
I hadn't better. It's getting kind of late.
Sure.
Your folks don't worry about the time?
Oh, no. Not when I told them who I was going out with. Dad was kind of, you know, but Mom said that he wasn't to worry. That you were a perfect gentleman.
No fooling. She said that? You know something? I wouldn't tell this to another guy. But to tell the truth, this is the first real date I've ever had. With a girl, I mean.
You'd never believe it.
It's true. You too? You know something else? That perfume of Passionelle. It's really not too bad. Matter of fact, it kind of grows on you.
Well.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. How's the distributor working?
Oh, not so hot. But the cam's fine. The cam's just swell. But I got a short somewhere.
Shirts in the distributor? Did you check the coil? The contact may be bad.
I never thought of that. Figure a flip. Oh, I didn't mean that. Honest, I didn't. Don't be sore. Please don't be sore. Peggy? Oh, I'm sorry. Ow!
Robbie, are you all right?
Are you kidding?
What's the forecast?
Spring fever till around Christmas. Possible drop in temperature after New Year's. Occasional scattered storms moving in a feminine direction. No sign of frost.